It's the PB&J Show with your host, Patrick Butler and Jesse Hutmaker.
All right, and welcome to the show. I am Patrick at a PB in the equation, and joining me from New Orleans is Jesse. Jesse, man, you are in the hotbed right now. Then again, we all are, but you definitely are in New Orleans. What's going on?
You know, it's pretty crazy, and the numbers every day. You know, I believe not even just like the first week in March, first few days of March was the first reported case, and that was in a nursing home. And actually, like the first week or two, everything was stemming from a nursing home. The COVID-19, if people are wondering, and now it's just widespread, and now it's everyone you look at, you're just wondering, you know, could this person be a carrier? Could they be asymptomatic? You know, it's a really frightening time. I think our mayor has been doing a very fine job of trying to keep things in perspective and in line. I really wish I could have an answer for you on that one, man. I'm sorry.
No, we jumped right in there, and as Jesse mentioned, we're talking about COVID-19, the whole coronavirus crisis. And literally the last couple of weeks have felt just surreal. The last 2 to 3 in specific have been almost just mind-blowing, like we're living in a movie. And Jesse's in New Orleans. I'm in Omaha right now. I am grounded from travel, so to speak, as most companies are. So I am homebound. Jesse's been in New Orleans and actually working. Your business is still open. And I think that's kind of interesting because it sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah, it's been Christmas on steroids. You know, we're hitting that point. We've always been a bike city. I work at a bike shop. We've always been a bike city, and our location is a outstanding location. But it's just been crazy. It's been crazy how people are. We got people coming in that they can't go to their gym anymore, so they want to get a bike. We had initially at the very beginning. Parents were coming in and buying bikes for the kids so they could go biking. The end result is people are getting out and on their bikes, and you know, in theory, that's one less car, two less cars, whatever, which is all great. But it has just been nonstop madhouse, and you know, I just have never seen anything like this. I don't want to say it's Black Friday because we're not getting trampled, but it's just nonstop. It's no catching your breath, you know?
Now, I think that's interesting, and here's my take on that. Well, I guess I'm approaching it from this vantage point. My business, barbershops all across the country, we've shut down. We cannot do business right now because of the nature of the circumstances. Your business is open and seeing booming sales. Because people want to be on their bikes and get out and be active, they're home. But I want to focus on you in specific in this scenario and your coworkers. Here you are trying to keep up with heavy traffic, a lot of volume, busy with bikes, interacting with customers and your fellow coworkers. How does that put your mindset though, man? I mean, everybody else is homebound and here you are going into work and staying at it. Where's your head go with that?
In all honesty, I'm going to be complete about this. I have not really thought about it. I've tried to avoid it. I've tried to avoid thinking about it. I've tried to avoid, you know, as much as I could watching the news about it. My mindset was just go. And it was, if I think about it, I think it's going to, it would hinder my approach, and then I would not be as I don't want to say available, but I would not be as an active listener to the customer as you need to be, because if I started thinking about that, I'd start worried about, oh my gosh, am I at 6 feet? And to be quite honest, there's a lot of noise in the shop, and 6 feet is kind of a tough spot for being able to hear them without yelling at them. And I don't want to yell all day long, you know. I just haven't thought about it. I tried wearing gloves one day, and after about 20 minutes, like, my hands were just soaking wet, and I was like, I can't do this all day, you know. I've tried that, but I go, and it's the reality of it is that's just how it's been, you know.
No, that makes sense. As I've been homebound with my family, it's turned into a different dynamic where we are, you know, caged up, so to speak, and I've got a couple kids with me, along with my wife. And luckily, the weather's starting to shift where we can get outside a little bit and take a walk or be in the backyard or do something. That's helped. But it's funny, even taking a walk is kind of funny to me because there's so many people out walking right now in the neighborhoods, and it's hilarious as you come upon someone on the same side of the street, you're passing on the sidewalk, and you're literally kind of giving each other a quick glance and maybe a hello, but you're also trying to distance yourself slightly, and you know they're thinking it, you're thinking it, it's really odd. And then if I go to the store, the grocery store, that's the only store I've been to, same thing. It's odd as you get in there and, you know, we're all trying to shop for groceries. There's no toilet paper, of course. And you're all just kind of going about your business. But there's these odd glances. And it's just this weird, unsettled feeling. And then as you drive down streets that are not so busy now, it's just a really odd feeling right now. So I give you credit, man, for working and trying to maybe block some of that out and just go for it. But wow, what a difference.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday we went walk to our coffee shop, which, to be completely honest, besides a trip to pick up a prescription at Walgreens, is I think my only place I've been has been to coffee shops. I don't know that I figure if I'm going to have to go somewhere, I want to go somewhere where I'm going to enjoy it. But you know, everybody was really good about keeping their distance. But this one guy, he just kept fucking talking on his phone, standing on the corner, and he looked at us like 10 times, and, you know, we're on a busy street, and there was okay amount of traffic, but I'm like, God damn, I'm not going to walk in the fucking middle of the street to avoid this guy. And I looked at him, and I kept looking, and finally he took some steps back, and then when we came back, we, you know, he saw us coming, and he kind of scurried away, and, yeah, it's really weird. I bike to work on the Greenway, and it's really cool seeing all the people. But I would say of all the people I pass, less than five are practicing social distancing. And I know they're not family members. I mean, I can tell you that, you know. I mean, as a matter of fact, a lot of them are people that I've actually seen in our store, so I know they're not family members. And it's just like, it's awesome they're out, but at the same time, they're not being aware and not practicing something that's gonna, you know, that we really need to be doing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really wild, man. I think we're at this interesting place where a lot of people are trying to do their part, play their part, and social distance properly and kind of stay put. And there's definitely a certain element of the population who are just kind of going on about their business or not believing or not caring or not thinking it's going to affect them or others. And it's kind of fascinating, man. I think it's only going to continue to build in that way.
Yeah. I had a guy actually this week, this morning or last evening, we decided to close the shop for business this week. We have somebody that we work with that maybe that's been experiencing symptoms, and we also need to catch up on the shop in the shop. But this guy I've been working with for the last week, last couple of days, I rode my bike in because he wanted to ride it, make sure it was the right size because we didn't have one built. And he literally must have went through 10 disinfectant wipes. I mean, he totally disinfected my bike for me, which was, you know, super nice. He disinfected the handle to the garage door that I lifted up. And I helped him the other day, and he was disinfecting the credit card. And you know, it's like that. And then you have people that are just totally oblivious to it. And then, you know, I've, shockingly, the number of people I've dealt with that are actually healthcare employees, you know, but they're all coming in and they're all geared up, and they always, first thing they tell me is, hey, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not infected. I'm prime. I'm protecting. I'm like, yeah, awesome. Great. You know, it's just really weird. Just, it's a really weird time. And you know, it's, I'm trying not to think about it. I'm just trying to do. And at the end of the day, when I try to digest what's going on, I think of all these things that I've personally failed on. You know, Saturday, for example, we were just slammed. I mean, slammed from 10 to 4:30. We actually didn't get out of there until 5 because I had customers in there until 4:15, and I know there was a stretch, and I've been trying to be really good and wash my hands and wash down a bike after, you know, someone tests it and everything. And I went, and I mean, I kept helping people, but I didn't get a chance to wash my hands. And, you know, it's, I know it might not seem that big of a deal, but in the back of your mind, when you're trying to be as protective as you can, and you realize that you're missing these things, you know, are other people who aren't being as responsible or being as attentive to it, are they doing that? And, you know, and the whole sad reality is this all started from people not washing their hands. So, you know.
Yeah, I've found myself playing a game at the grocery store, Jesse, where I'll go in with a specific list and I'll grab the cart. And now, mind you, I'm not wearing gloves at this point because I've got some sanitizer in the car. But as I go through the store, there have been a couple times where I found myself playing a game where I go through the store, I get my items, I go and check out, and now I'm getting to the car, and I'm started thinking, what did I touch with those hands? Did I touch my items? Did I interact with the cashier or the credit card machine? I did. And then now I'm playing this touch game with my car, quickly trying to avoid the handles and how quickly I can get to my sanitizer to sanitize my hands. It's almost like you're playing a game. Hurry now, get to the sanitizer as fast as you can.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, we both wear glasses. And, I mean, the number of times we have to move our glasses every day. And, you know, I keep thinking, have I missed? Did I touch my face on accident? You know. Did I do some typical move that I'm just that's built in, that I do every time I adjust my glasses? You know, you start thinking about those things. And but on a little more humorous note, I had a guy in Saturday, and he was doing everything. You know, he had gloves on. Then he took the gloves off after he opened the door. And then so after that, everything he touched with a cloth. And I was like, okay, that's cool. He had a mask on. I'm like, no, no problem. And, you know, I asked him, and he pointed at what he wanted. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was asking him other questions, and he was talking through the mask. And, you know, I was like, And he's 6 feet away from me. I'm like, this isn't going well. Then he put his hand on the mask to move the mask, and then he put his hand on his face, and I was like, man, I'm sorry, but you just defeated the whole purpose of having that mask. If you'd like to go wash your hands, feel free to wash your hands before we go on. And, you know, he thanked me for it, but at the same time, I'm like sitting there laughing internally about it, because it's like, you know, he's staying away from me, but yet he's the one that totally, you know, just contaminated himself.
Right. I don't mind masks, man. I don't mind gloves or masks. I think, hey, safety. I'm not going to judge anybody for anything. I think safety is huge. But it cracks me up tonight. I was actually in the grocery store prior to this, and, you know, there were several people with masks on, and that's cool. But then there's this dude, I went around the next aisle, and there's this guy with the full-blown gas mask on.
Nice.
It was one of those things where it caught me for a second, because I was like, whoa, now that just ratcheted things up a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah, then the other day I had somebody that had the ones that you usually wear in the winter that cover, you know, your nose and your mouth, but they have all those holes in them. So I'm like, dude, come on. You know, I just looked at him. I just shook my head. I'm like, what the fuck? You're defeating the whole purpose. All you're doing is fucking melting in this 90-degree heat outside. You know, but I try to look for the humor, though. You know, when I start talking with people and they asking me, you know, where they're talking about it, and you know, they tell that they're kind of afraid, and up until Saturday evening, this was a great line. I was like, yeah, but we'll be okay by Easter. We're gonna celebrate Easter, you know, and that would generate a lot of good. You know, people would be like, all right, you know, we can talk about things and everything, but now I can't use that line because shit. Now we got May Day. I guess that's our next big holiday. Will be May Day. That we get to look forward to. My mom's she's gonna be crushed not being able to give the kids their Easter baskets. Hopefully she'll just leave them on the door like the Easter Bunny and go on. So
that's right. That's right. Shifting quickly, man, and I think it's only going to continue to do so. Well, shall we shift into our punch list a little bit? The things we've been watching, listening to, reading, drinking, all the above. Kick it off, my man, anywhere you want.
Let's start with watch, because it doesn't get enough love from us, I don't think.
All right. Well, since I've been home and had some downtime, and I'll tell you, my sleep has been off, I am definitely one of the people who did binge Tiger King. So Tiger King did go down, and I've seen the whole thing. And I've lived to tell the tale, and man, that's a doozy for Netflix.
I'm torn on that one. I haven't watched a preview, but I have animal friends that are telling me not to watch it. And then I have a bunch of people that are like, what the fuck? You got to watch it. It's just fucked up. And, you know, I don't know what to do. So I'm kind of torn. I know that if there's any sort of animal violence that... I'm out. I don't know what to do. You know.
Well, for what it's worth, there's no real animal violence. I mean, not that I can recall. I'm kind of rolling through it now, and there's nothing to my knowledge. It's truly about the people. It is about the people, and the story just builds throughout the series, and it's a beautiful train wreck. It's a beautiful train wreck.
Well, you know, I do love a good train wreck. I just on that, I did see a good meme. I guess the one guy, is he their main guy in there?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, Joe Exotic. I saw a good meme, and it had a picture of him, and it said, Roll Tide. And, you know, I laughed and, you know, moved on. I've been watching Better Things. It's a... I think it was on Hulu or FX originally, and now it might be exclusively on Hulu. For some reason, I thought we were only a season behind, but we turned out to be two seasons behind, which is always good because then you can watch several and not feel like you're rushing, you know, you're going to be done with it. But it's a fun show. The first two seasons I really enjoyed. I can't think of her name. She was on Louis C.K., and she's good friends with Louis C.K., and I think he's an executive producer on it. But it's just a very interesting perspective. You're seeing are you familiar with the show at all?
I read about it.
Yeah, so you're seeing the show. You got a single mom who's raising three kids. That there's a pretty distinctive age difference in all three of the girls. And it's, you're seeing a cool perspective on somebody and more of a down to earth instead of this typical, what everyone thinks a mom is or should be, blah, blah, blah. But it's a fun show. I laugh a lot at it, and I've really, really started to enjoy, This season, there's a lot. The kids tend to be a little bit more in the focus, and I'm enjoying seeing that development with them. So better things. That's
very cool. All right, listening to you, man.
Well, our favorite dropped a new song. I don't like that word dropped. Released a new song yesterday, Michael Stipe. And I look up, hold up the sheet of paper and read it. What is it? Oh, gosh. No Time for Love Like Now. Yes. You know, I'm guessing we're just getting a demo of it right now because he presses play on the keyboard. And, you know, they're near and dear to us. And that song kind of fit into a lot of the later stuff, the later slower, more powerful songs, ballads, if you would. I wouldn't call it a love ballad, but a ballad. But I watched that once yesterday, and then watched it three times this morning, and I'm really enjoying that. How about you there?
Yeah, that one caught me. That was a really pleasant surprise to hear Michael sing. And I'll tell you, what really struck me personally was, it's a nice demo, right, of course. But what really struck me was just hearing him hit the way his singing style, it just all hit home. It just flooded over me and hit home. And it reminded me of what we've been missing since the band broke up. And I'm so thankful for that song and a couple of the others he's kind of released variously, and I hope it's leading to a bigger project. But that was a pleasant surprise, very uplifting, for sure. Me, I've been kind of all over the map, but lately, because of the shutdown and all bands have stopped touring, and this includes DJs, I've kind of went down a hole. Last three nights, Questlove has been DJing literally all night, and he live streams it. And many DJs are now live streaming their sets, but it's been so great because there's something they have to do. It's hilarious. I only found this out by reading through a couple comments from a couple DJs, but Facebook and Instagram will shut them down because of copyright infringement with songs. And so what they've been doing is the smart DJs are adjusting the pitch and really adjusting the speed of the song slightly so they won't get caught with the algorithms that detect songs. And so it's been cool. The smart ones have been sampling their way right through and shifting, transitioning to a new song. But Questlove has been on a roll, and he'll call things out. And it's just been impressive to watch him roll through songs and transition, and he is amazing. I love him. And so I've been definitely grooving on some of that.
Speaking of Questlove, I know we passed up what you watch, but probably by the time we do our next podcast.
No, I was watching Tiger King, man.
Yeah, no, but High Fidelity. Because Questlove does the music on that, and the music on that is outstanding. Outstanding. That's cool. I'll have to check that out. All right. Reading. You're always reading something deep, and then I feel just like given. I should just start saying I just don't read. I don't know.
Well, I'm reading two books actually, and I needed a balance. And here's what I did. A friend of mine sent me this book, and it's a story of a couple. And it's a really good book because it has a positive message behind it. And it's called Suffer Strong, and it's a story of a couple that they had a baby, and I think she was 26, and 6 months after she had her baby, she suffered a severe stroke, and that's traumatic enough because she had to relearn so much, and now they're young parents with a 6-month-old. And how they had to deal with that. So it's a really good story, and they have a positive message, even though they have faced a lot of challenges along the way. But that was also getting a little heavy for me, so I had to balance things out a little bit between that. And I went back to the Beastie Boys book, and I love the way that book is laid out, because you can literally pick it up and go through a couple different stories or blurbs that each one of them have written and revisit a period of time with them. And so I love that book. So I've been going back through that a little bit as well. So I've been balancing those two books out.
A friend of mine, this is tangent, but she posted a picture. You met her, Megan.
Yeah.
She posted a picture and she had the Beastie Boys book on her coffee table. And the picture was of her beautiful Frenchie Midge. And I was like, oh, awesome book, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I mean, you know, she knows me and she got a huge kick out of it. But anyway, so I've been reading, I'm not going to lie, the last few days, reading about COVID-19. Part of it is because I've been putting up whatever what's going on with our store, like when we've been closing and what transitions we're making, just kind of reading up on that. So making sure I'm saying things that aren't going to be, you know, groundbreaking, things that are already being stated, as, you know, public things, you know, and reading, I guess it's so I can kind of be a little more in touch with it. Also, you know, being married to someone who works in infectious diseases, sometimes when she's saying something, I want to kind of be like, oh yes, I read two paragraphs about that and I understand what you're saying, but I really don't. So, but you know, so yeah, just more shit on COVID-19 for me for my reading. Most importantly, what have you been drinking?
Well, I'm not going to lie. This one's going to be a little bit shocking, but haven't had alcohol in 18 days, literally. And it's partially because I've been just kind of trying to shake some stuff out of my system. And so I have not been drinking. I've literally been drinking more water than I ever have in my lifetime. And I can honestly say that. So I'm afraid that's boring, but that is the truth, my friend.
Well, a good thing I've been, you know, taking up your dry spell, your everything. You know, normally everybody at work has a beer every day. You know, I tend not to, unless somebody brings beer in, you know, a customer or something brings beer in, or somebody, you know, gets a beer that I specifically like and said, hey, got this, you know, knew you liked it. I've been drinking a lot of beer. I've been bouncing back and forth between New Belgium Fat Tire, and I dipped into the Abita Purple Haze last week. I've been drinking beer, but kind of, you know, hoping that if I get quarantined, that that'll stop. Then I'll have to switch to vodka because I got plenty of that. So, but yeah, not much going on there.
Well, that works. Well, we have reached the end of our time on this show. And thanks, man, for catching up. I know it's a crazy time right now, and I hope everything kind of cools down for your shop and for you personally. So hang in there for sure.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Everybody be safe out there. Be careful. Social distance. Wash your hands. Quarantine. You know, we can all get through this.
Do all the things, because the PB&J show will be back. We are Find the River Production. Everybody stay safe and stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.